Even as Christians, we may fool ourselves into believing that making money or being liked is more important than preaching the gospel. Success, notoriety, and influence can call us like sirens, pulling us into their unfulfilling whirlpools. Clever deception masquerades as authenticity, and temptation abounds. We live in a day and age when sound doctrine is being replaced with self-serving ideas that are devoid of spiritual truth. Churches across the world are dying because they no longer actually preach and teach God's Word. It is quite possible that we have arrived at the dreadful hour Paul warned his disciple Timothy about, a time when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Paul also predicted that there would be terrible times in the last days. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 5, he wrote, "People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power." Does any of this sound familiar to you? To love oneself is humanism. To love money is materialism. To love pleasure is hedonism. All three are major motivators in the world today. Since its release in 2006, a self-help book titled The Secret has sold more than 19 million copies worldwide and has been translated into 46 languages. The premise of the book is that you can create whatever you want by using the power of your mind. It is a self-centered philosophy that is actually nothing more than recycled Hinduism and New Age folly. Many people think if Oprah endorses something, that makes it okay. According to the book, to attract your perfect weight, you just think it in your mind, and then you become it. Oh, if that were only true, I would have six-pack abs and a full head of hair. The book also suggests that everyone has his or her own personal genie standing by with a "your wish is my command" policy. I want to share with you what one fan of The Secret wrote, not to poke fun, but to demonstrate how far the world has come in creating substitutions for a relationship with Christ. "The one thing that stuck with me was the genie. I immediately felt a connection to this concept. I drew a genie with a handsome face, a look of satisfaction, and a perfect body to complement it. He is there in my room on the wall, and he is like the most perfect thing that has ever happened to me. Be it exams, practicals, relationship problems, health problems, nor just something I'm scared of, I just tell it to genie and believe that he will manage it somehow. After telling my problem to genie and asking him to take care of it, I just stop thinking about it. Somewhere in my heart, I feel like he'll take care of it, and trust me, he has never failed me once. He is my universe, my personal genie, and he fulfills all my wishes, no limitations." When I read this testimonial, I can't help but feel both sadness and frustration that such a simple book could lead so many people astray. Jesus Christ, not an imaginary genie, is